This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I want to share with you one more idea from the Chida, from the Sefer Chai Masanach. Chai Masanach is another Sefer of the Chida. We've quoted it many times. It was first published in Pisa. And the Chida is going on the words, Vayidoim Aharon. Aaron was silent. The Chida points out that there is another instance in Tanakh where the word Vayidoim appears. And that is, Vayidoim Hashemesh, the sun was silent. Usually, Vayidoim Hashemesh could mean the sun stopped moving like we have in Sefer Yehoshua, but maybe the fact that there's a connection between Vayidoim Aharon and Vayidoim Hashemesh, maybe that's a remez to the upcoming solar eclipse in this coming week. But nevertheless, and we're going to talk about the solar eclipse tonight, everybody is cordially invited to that shir. You don't want to miss that shir. 8:30 this evening. Be there or be square. The Chida points out twice in Tanakh it says the word Vayidoim. Vayidoim Aharon, Vayidoim Hashemesh. When was the sun silent? So simply the sun was silent when it did not continue to shine in the times of Yehoshua. But the Chida says it's referring to something else. There was a fight, there was a struggle between the sun and the moon. The moon said, you can't have two kings. You can't have two kings servicing together. What did the sun say when the moon started to start up with him? The sun said nothing. The sun was silent. The sun was, so to speak, ne'elavim ve'enam ovim. Did you ever wonder, says the Chida, why do Chazal say, ha'ne'elavim ve'enam ovim, those who are insulted and do not insult back, aleyam ha'kosav oimer, ve'oyhavav, kitzes ha'shemesh bigvurasai, those who love him are like the sun that goes out in its glory, that someone who's insulted and doesn't insult back will be as powerful and as glorious as the sun. What does it have to do with the sun? The answer is the sun was the first one who was insulted and had to bear the insult and did not respond back. The sun was the first one who was ne'alavim ve'inam ovim. Says the Chida, and what was the reward of the sun? The sun was meir b'toikef. The sun illuminated with strength. So the whole idea of suffering insult, the whole idea of suffering in silence, we learn out from the sun. That's why twice it says Vayidoim, Vayidoim Hashemesh, Vayidoim Aharon. To learn out that just like when the sun was silent, Hashem imbued the sun, that it goes out Bigvurasai, and the sun is gloriously illuminative, so too those who keep silent in the face of insult. We learn out Vayidoim Aharon from Vayidoim Hashemesh. Not the Vayidoim Hashemesh when the sun remained still. Vayidoim Hashemesh when the sun was silent to the insult of the moon. And therefore, just like the sun was Aleyam HaKosav Omer V'Oyavav Kitzes Hashemesh, that applies to Aaron HaKoyin or anyone else who is Ne'alavim v'enam ovim. Okay, this is the Chida in the Chai Masanach. Hope everyone could join us tonight at 8:30 for an epic shir on the meaning of the upcoming solar eclipse. You don't want to miss this. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. And be matzliach. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.